this.
What are you doing that stupid trickery crap for?
Is Felger and Mass.
The continued ish.
On 98.5.
I just want to see what the fuss is about.
The Sports Hub.
But I'll probably hate it.
Hi there, everybody. Welcome into the program. Felger and Maserati coming to you here on a Wednesday.
Wednesday.
July 18th. Start off talking some basketball. How do you feel about that, Maz?
I'm in.
Okay. Big Jim Murray in our update studio here in our beautiful new Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester at Beasley Media Group. Two items here. First and foremost, looks like the Celtics are coming together with Happy Walters, the agent, and Marcus Smart. For a new contract, and Kawhi Leonard actually gets traded in the East, but not to you, to Toronto.
Let's make a deal, Danny.
Let's start with Marcus Smart. Let me ask you, Marcus Smart, 4 years, $46 million, between $46 and $50 million? Why? Why are they doing this?
Because, A, it's the right thing to do.
Why?
Because this is, they offered him something similar last year, right? It was around $11 million bucks. Was it like 4 years and, I don't know, $45 million or something a year ago or somewhere in that neighborhood?
The average was 11 per, yeah.
Yeah. So they're offering him a similar deal now. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay. My only problem is he has no market.
Okay. He has no market for 1 year.
All right.
So a year from now, he'll be a free agent. You think he's going to get $6 million on the market?
No. He'll get what he's getting right now.
He'll get six on the market.
No.
Oh, next year he will.
He'll get this $11, $12 million a year deal. Like it might be $12 million a year. That's what he'll get next year.
Yeah.
You think his value is going to go way up?
No, but
numbers are going down in the league. The caps are going down. The numbers are going down. The market's shrinking.
I don't think this is a bad deal at all.
I just don't know. I just don't know why you would have to do it. Why don't you just wait till next year to give him the multi-year deal when you need to give him the multi-year deal next year? Make him play on the tender right now.
Because you want to keep the player, and you don't want to alienate him, and you don't want him to leave at the end of next season. So why not give him the deal now? And what's it really going to cost you in terms of more dollars?
Okay, a lot. If you look at the this repeater tax and all, if you sort of go down that rabbit hole, it could cost them a lot. And not that I care about Wick's finances necessarily. It's just, I've said this a million times, these owners and this particular team, we're not talking about Paul Allen and the Trailblazers. I mean, they don't even own their own building. And I think the finances are a little different here for them to go into that super tax and the repeater tax and all those things. Like, that's a real consideration here. There's no need to do it. And as far as I can see, you make him play this year on the $6 million tender. And then next year, if he has the market and you have to match a 4x12 offer, you do it then. You can't do it now.
Yeah, but next year matching, it doesn't. You don't have the right to match.
I don't have the right to match, but effectively you would.
Well, not necessarily. Not if you piss the player off ahead of time.
I'll take that risk.
Yeah, I would rather them do the right thing and keep the player.
Look, I like the player.
This is not an overpayment.
I'm pro Marcus Smart. I think it's an overpayment given the fact that he has no market. I think it's, it wasn't an overpayment last year or even up until he hit the market. But now that he had to go grovel in Vegas, even for a stinking rumor, like that tells me that he's got no leverage, zero. No leverage.
So you should stick it to him.
Not stick it to him, but just maximize it there.
Yeah, I think they're doing the right thing. Again, you're trying to win championships now. You are trying to build a winning team where guys are invested and believe in the program and want to win a championship. The last thing you want to do is take a guy and just hold his head over a barrel because you can.
It's business, and that's not holding his head over a barrel. That's,
But it's needless, and the gain isn't great.
The gain isn't great. Well, the gain is, again, this tax. All right? So, again, it's, I guess, how much emphasis you want to put on that. If you say the gain's not great, then, I understand where you're coming from. I think it might come back to him. It might come back. I just don't know why they did it. I just don't know why they would do it when they got him. They got him. They let him test the market. There was no market. And now you'll make him play that 1 year on the six. And then if he really outprices himself, he outprices himself. And that's when you have to make the decision. I just thought they sort of backed into a situation here where they get him at a really good number. What do you think, Murray?
I just think they recognize his importance to their core and their right to do that. And I'm with Maz, and that if they were just going to have him play out, the 1 year tender, and they're going to lose him next year, I think he would spitefully leave. He would be hurt. I think his feelings of being disappointed and that, I think that's, that's valid.
Huh.
And so you would lose him.
So we're worried about his feelers now.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, I know kid's going through a lot too in his personal life with what's going on with his mom, so maybe there's some of him channeling that there. But I think he's an important part, and I think that they recognize that. The money's around the same, but what it was, what the offer was last year, it's fair. Otherwise, if they're going to wait next year, they're going to lose him to someone else. I think even if the numbers were close or even a little bit more, if I'm Marcus Smart, I'm going to say, screw it. I'm going to walk out that door because he should have done right by me last summer.
I think this is a win for the team.
I do too.
Really? Yes.
Yeah.
Because, again, had he gone out on the market, and I think that they said to him, go out on the market, see what's out there. And they haven't changed their offer from a year ago, basically.
Right. So exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, even they may have overshot their market, where they say, go out there, see what's there, and there's nothing there.
Do you think this guy on the open market next year would get $10 million a year?
He'd get more.
Call it 11?
No, he'd get what he's getting here.
Oh, I bet you he gets more.
I'm not sure.
Oh, I bet you he would have.
Oh, so let's bet. To me, I think it'll be pretty much the same, if not less, because the caps are going down. The market's going down. They all, you know, again, the economics in that league is that they hit all that TV money and the players decided to smash it all forward in that 1 year. And so everyone went nuts a couple of years ago. And since then, it's been going down and it's still going down. So I don't know what is.
Did the cap go up from last year to this year?
Well, it went down last year.
Last year, but this year it went back up.
Is it? Have they officially declared what the cap is next year?
Oh, I thought they said it was going up by a few million bucks.
I don't know if they've given you the number yet.
Okay. I believe it's 101 or 102, something like that. It's like $1 million, $1.5 million. And then next year, it's going to go up to like 109.
So they're sure of that?
Yes. The NBA commissioner sent out a memo to all the teams about it.
Yeah, it went up about $3 million.
What if there's another sweep in the conference finals and then, you know, if they ran into the other year?
Then they adjust.
There might be.
Well, exactly. So this is my point. I mean, you don't know what the numbers are.
Well, right. But it did go up from last year to this
year. Okay. So a skosh. By a million?
By 3 million.
All right. I mean, we'll see.
I don't think he's overpaid. I think the team said your market was about $11 million a year, give or take. They offered him that year. Last year, he said no. So they said, all right, go ahead and see if you can get more than that on the market. No one offered it, and they came back with the same deal. Now he's taking it.
Yeah, I'm just surprised that they didn't say, well, you know what, Marcus, we had the deal there for you, and you blew it. So we're going to have to revisit this next year. I thought it was an opportunity for him.
So, okay, but we talked about this last week. Why stick it to him?
Jimmy, could you release the phones for us, please, at 617-779-0985. I mean, I guess you could say they're sticking it to him, but it's also business. You know, you played the market, and the market didn't end up in your favor. So we get you at this number. We love you, but we get you at this number. The situation has changed. So you could say that's sticking it to him. I could also say it's business.
Yeah. To me, though, where they are as an organization, the last thing they want to do is start getting guys internally pissed off, and then all of a sudden you don't have the buy-in that you need to win a championship. And I don't know if they can win it anyway. Golden State might be a wagon.
Oh, yeah. I thought, though, a pissed off Marcus Smart would be a good thing, that you get, you know,
for a year.
Yeah, spiteful, angry, you know, play from Marcus Smart, which, you know, might be a good thing. So I just thought, you know, if you had said to me last year they signed him 4 times 11 or 12, like, okay, yeah. And even if before he went into the free agency this year, you said 4 times 11 or 12, I would say, okay. But then he got there and he had zero interest.
Yeah, but it wasn't free agency. It was restricted.
Yeah, and other restricted guys got paid. So restricted guys moved this year, or they got offer sheets this year.
Well, Exum got paid by his own team.
A couple guys got paid. And who was the guy who was going to go to Chicago and got matched? Was it Exum?
Zach LaVine.
It was LaVine, right. And Jabari Parker just moved too. Restricted guy, I think. So restricted guys have moved. Marcus had a chance to be one of those guys. He could have been LaVine, Exum, or Jabari Parker, and he wasn't. And so it's not sticking it to him to say, Marcus, you have no market. You have no market. Well, let's just do this next year. We get you at $6 million. If that pisses you off, we're sorry.
Okay, but do you think he would view it as getting stuck?
Yes, and I'm not sure it's a horrible thing.
I think they're doing the right thing.
The problem is when you start overpaying, you got to have these kind of guys on your team. I firmly believe that even in NBA, you know, the NBA, where there's no intangibles, I think, well, there's some intangibles, right? So even in the NBA, you got to have guys like this. So I'm all for guys like this, and I'm a Marcus Smart supporter, but I'm also someone who says, well, you can't Peter Chiarelli the thing and start paying Chris Kelly like he's a top six guy just because you love his intangibles. Like that's where you run into trouble. And I guess the question is, you know, $12 million a year overpaying for that?
See, I don't think it is. And the other thing is, it's not a hard cap leak.
Especially when you had him at six. So, like, I'm just...
You had him at six for 1 year.
I know. And that keeps you out of that repeater tax. Like, that's going to be a big deal.
I mean, but again, you know, for who? For us? Like, so the owner's going to pay a few more bucks. Big deal.
Ultimately, it might be us, because they may say we can't keep paying these tax dollars. We don't have that. We're not Paul Allen.
Yeah. I look at it and I say, I think this is entirely reasonable. You have a guy who's a restricted free agent that is now going to make more in year one, but less in years 2, 3, and 4. Like, that's how I look at it. I look at it and say, yep, you would have paid him $6 million this year. Now the number's going to be 11. So Marcus Smart comes out ahead in the short term.
Well, you keep saying 11. The report was between 46 and 50, which the number between 46 and 50 is 48, which makes it 12.
Okay, so call it 12. I still think, do you know what guys in this league make? Evan Turner makes $17 million a year.
I can, but that was that goofy year, Maz.
Okay, but again, I'm telling you that $12 million for Marcus Smart is not ridiculous. What did Avery Bradley get in this last deal?
I don't know what it is.
I mean, it was somewhere in the same neck of the woods. 2 years, $25 million.
Oh, so his re-signed deal after he left here.
Yeah, $12.5 million a year.
Okay, he scores.
Yeah, but Smart's a better defender.
And what gets paid in the league?
Okay, so look, they have to overpay a little bit for role players now. They do. Because they got more at stake than some other teams. I don't think this is a huge mistake on the part of the Celtics.
Well, I didn't say huge mistake. I'm just surprised. I thought they had him in a good spot. I thought they didn't play it right because they offered him this deal last year when they didn't have to. But they sort of backed into this thing where it turns out no one wanted him. And he had 0.0 Maz. I mean, he not only didn't get an offer sheet, he had to scrap and claw for a stinking rumor.
Okay, so I'll tell you what. Take the restricted free agency out of it. Let's just say Marcus Smart had 1 year left on his contract, and they decided to go to him now to do an extension. Is this a bad deal? Is that a bad move?
It might be. Given the lack of market out there, I thought there would have been a market there for him.
So, but you're looking purely financial, right?
Yes,
that's
sure.
How you're judging.
Yes.
Again, take the restricted part out of it. If he had a year left and they went to him and said, Marcus, we don't want you to get to the open market. We're going to pay you now. We're going to give you an extension now.
I think in hindsight, I think knowing what I know now, that might be a mistake because no one wants him.
Okay, so I'm telling you that I don't think it's a mistake. I think there were teams that would want him. And that part of the... Now, I think his market's probably right around where they gave it to him. I told you, I'd have paid him more, so I'm biased. But to me, I think his market's right around where they paid him. And they do it now. They keep him here. They eliminate the problem. And part of the reason he didn't get offers now, I think, is because everyone knows they would have matched. So what's the point?
So apparently that was the report out there that the teams were feeling that way. But why didn't they feel that way on Levine?
Because those guys are better players.
Well, but they matched. So, I mean, that didn't prevent Levine from getting that crazy offer sheet, knowing that Chicago Fair. Was going to match. I just think, it, to me, my feeling, and I thought their feeling would change after this last couple weeks. Where there were some legit landing spots for him that made perfect sense. Philly would have been a great spot for him. And there wasn't even half of a whiff of... this was 0.0 for this guy, which surprised me, and I thought put him in a different spot where they wouldn't have to offer this kind of deal. So let's start with Smart. Let's start with Kawhi Leonard to the Raptors. What does that mean for the Celtics and the East and all of that? Your calls, I promise, right after this.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Boys and girls, I'm here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Mass.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
After Game 7, he's walking out of the garden. I'm walking out with him.
Ooh.
And I said, will you be back? And he said, I don't know. And I said, I think they want you back, but Marcus, they may not be able to afford you. And he said, what do you mean? I said, you know, I don't know if they can go or if they will go. Much more than $12 million. Like, if you're talking $14 million, I don't think so. And he said, I'm worth more than that.
Before I go to the phone, Stuart, what do you think? What do you believe? Do you believe anything?
I think this is a good deal for the Celtics and Marcus Smart, even though the Celtics are kind of bidding against themselves, but it's probably to make the player happy, and I wonder if there's a longer-term idea behind Marcus Smart getting as much term and money as he did and how it affects maybe Kyrie Irving's future with the Celtics.
Are you implying, and did they boost your audio back there? Because you sound good.
Thank you.
Did you notice that?
He's got a better mic.
He's got a better something.
He's got a better mic than either me or Murray.
Sounds good.
Yeah, touchdown, yeah.
Not horrible. So are you implying, James, that Marcus Smart on a long-term deal means they're not confident on Kyrie Irving being here long-term?
That's a feel, not a belief, just to be clear.
Okay. But I think you said it best. You know, I should have said that in the first segment. It feels like they're bidding against themselves. That's exactly how I would put it. And not that they predicted that, but it's just sort of the situation that, I mean, not that they predicted his market would be so low, because they offered him this deal last year, roughly. So maybe they overrated the player too. But now, you know, the market is the market. I thought they would adjust on it, and they haven't. So your thoughts. This is where we're starting. Let's go to Mike in Salem. He leads us off today on Felger and Maz. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how's it going? So I know you guys are talking a lot about his value and everything, Marcus Smart's value. But I think that you also need to, Jimmy Stewart just said it, like, you need to look into the future as well. So if you're looking in the future and you're looking for someone like an Anthony Davis, we have the players and we have the picks and everything, but you also need to make sure that that money matches. Marcus Smart a year ago doesn't really help you with that. However, with this deal going forward, he does. Now, included with that, his added trade value also comes with his bird rights that you need in order to re-sign him and go over the cap.
So, Mike, let me tell you something. That I think you get into dangerous territory when you start overpaying players purposely so you can match future trades. Like, that's a silly reason to overpay somebody.
Oh, agreed. Absolutely. But I think in this case, you're not overpaying because you get the player, but you also get that added value. And is Marcus Smart alone someone that's going to pull Anthony Davis? No, absolutely not. But he has the versatility and the contract years to be able to have that value in that trade.
Okay.
So again, like I said, alone, absolutely not. But with other pieces, absolutely, I think.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, I thought he was a tradable commodity. I thought he would be a commodity on the restricted market. And he wasn't. So I don't know what his trade value is. I don't know how other teams view him. It feels like they don't view him very highly.
Well, look, he has an offensive shortage. There's no two ways about it. But Austin Rivers makes $12 million a year.
Again, when did he sign it?
I don't think that long ago. I'll double check it.
Well, the big spike year was 2 years ago.
Right. I understand that. I'm just telling you that right now in this market, in this landscape, I don't think $12 million is a huge overpayment for this guy.
It's not until you realize they didn't have to do it.
Right. For 1 year. Like, I don't know why you don't see that part of it. He'd have been a free agent a year from now. So to keep him here to sign him a deal now, you've got to give him something more in the short term.
If the market is this soft this year, I don't see it changing next year. Like, I don't see him making much more than that.
Oh, the market could totally change next year.
Not for him. What, he's going to start shooting 40% from the three-point line?
No, but I also think that, you know, as an unrestricted free agent, I just don't think $12 million in that league is all that much money.
Yes, I just don't think it was going much above that. So they were just bidding against themselves. I mean, I thought they had him. You know, I thought they had him where they wanted him. Jacob is it Sandwich? Go ahead, Jacob.
Hey guys, Maz, I agree with you. I think it's a good deal if you're trying to win championships. I mean, he's the guy that you want on your team, and I think ultimately this says to me that the Celtics aren't going to bring back Terry Rozier. You're going to pay Smart over Rozier long term, you know, to be your backup point guard or someone off the bench that can help you.
So, good point. Let me just stop you there, Jacob. Does this mean they chose Marcus Smart over Terry Rozier?
Maybe. Yeah, I need to see more. Because, again, who knows what the hell happens with Kyrie? I'm still not convinced Kyrie's coming back. And I don't agree with Jimmy that it's Marcus Smart versus Kyrie. I think it's Rozier versus Kyrie. Like, to me, Rozier is the guy that would replace Kyrie if somehow Kyrie doesn't want to stay here. Rozier's the guy you got to pay. He's the one that can score. Marcus is never going to be Kyrie. Not in a million years.
I'm talking more about salary placement in the whole structure of the cap and everything.
Rozier will get more. He'll get more. He's an offensive player. So he's the one that'll take Kyrie's money and they'll extend themselves for Rozier, I think. I mean, what do I know? But to me, that would be the guy.
Okay, this is either Bobby in Chelsea or Strider in the car. Who are you?
I'm Strider in the car.
Go ahead, Strider.
I'm going to say two things about money. It's a good deal. And just because basketball players get paid the ridiculous amount of money they get paid doesn't mean they play up to it. They should, but they don't. A guy like Marcus Smart, he's the heart of the team. Every time he comes into the game, everybody stiffens up defensively. You want a guy like that to want to bleed for you. You want a guy like that to want to put his body on the line for you. Because if he's kind of, I don't know, I'm not getting treated right.
Do you think that's what Marcus Smart would do? That if he got, you know, if he perceived that the team was screwing him over and sticking it to him, and so he had to go into one more year before he hit unrestricted free agency, do you think he would lay down, or, you know, what the caller was implying, that he would, you know, not go all out for the team?
I don't know. I doubt it, but I don't know. I mean, 2 years ago, he was fat.
I think he'd go all out for himself. He was fat, but he's still rolling around on the ground. I mean, and if we want to be honest, I don't think he kept his shape all of last year. I think he put some weight back on during the year and had some funky stuff happen to him during the year. So he's sort of a, you know, he's a questionable, there's some...
Didn't Tommy call him fat on the air?
Yeah, it was a couple years ago. He was definitely overweight. Then he trimmed down to start last year and cut his stupid hair. And then as the year went on, he's punching out, you know, picture frames in hotel rooms because of Instagram ass models in the front row. And so, like, he's someone who's not, I don't know exactly. I mean, I don't want to say he's a problem.
No, he's temperamental.
Or there's something there. Like, you know, there's a little something there you got to keep an eye on with Marcus Smart, which is, again, sort of another reason. You know, is he worth 11 and 12? I guess based on the NBA and what other guys make. But in terms of what his market was, you just didn't have to do it.
Yeah, but again, you didn't have to do it for 1 year, right? Like a year from now, he's a free agent. So I don't think this deal hurts him as much as you do. So I look at it and say, well, again, eliminate the whole free agency aspect out of it. You got to try to project a little bit and say, what's the player's value? What's he going to get on the market a year from now? So you look at it and you say, well, he's, you know, if he hits the open market, he's a 4-year, call it $55 million player. And I'm just making the numbers work for me. Okay. So you know what? We'll give you a little bit less than that now, but you make more money in the first year. Let's make a deal. To me, that's exactly what has happened here.
We've got Steven Woonsocket. Hi, Steven.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on Kawhi Leonard being traded.
Do it.
I think it definitely helps out the Celtics' chances. I think DeRozan was a 30-point game scorer nightly, and he was young in his prime. And they got back Kawhi, who's injury-prone and probably not going to play his heart out for them because he's going to wherever he's going next year. So I just wanted to comment on that. Have a good day, guys.
So let's do this. Let's get to Kawhi Leonard to the Toronto Raptors right after Murray gives you the details on that and Marcus Smart in the update. And then it's us on that trade.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Making sense of Boston sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The deal is final. The Spurs will send Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green to the Raptors for DeMar DeRozan, Jakob Poeltl, and a 2019 first-round pick. League sources tell me the Raptors and Spurs are getting on a trade call with the league office momentarily to finalize the deal. There's no question this deal comes with great risk for Toronto. In the end, they didn't think they were good enough with the team they had to beat Boston, maybe even beat Philly. And they're rolling the dice on a player who is, when healthy, a top 3 or 4 player in the league. They've got a year now to try to convince him to stay in Toronto the way Oklahoma City did with Paul George. If they lose Leonard in free agency, if he goes to the Lakers as he plans to right now, then they'll very likely start their rebuild in Toronto around young players like OG Anunoby, and go that direction. But right now, this is a tremendous risk by Ujiri. And with a healthy Kawhi Leonard, you know, that's a team that can compete with anybody in the East.
So Adrian Wojnarowski there, do you agree with them that with Kawhi Leonard, they can compete with any team in the East, including the Celtics?
I mean, they're better. For sure, they're better. They're absolutely better. And it opens my eyes a little bit if I'm the Celtics. Like, I just look, you know, we're all giving the East to the Celtics, and I'm guilty of that, too. But I look at it and say, there's still a lot of unknown there. Do we know that Gordon Hayward's going to stay healthy? Do we know that all the pieces are going to mesh the way they think that we think they are? And I feel confident about it, too. But Kawhi Leonard makes Toronto better, assuming he wants to play.
And he doesn't. So that's what, I mean, it's blatantly obvious he doesn't want to be there. According to all the reports, he heard this and was just a grump about it, and rightfully so, because that place doesn't draw any free agents. I mean, they're good players that have been homegrown. So I don't understand how this deal actually makes any sense for Toronto, unless they're going to blow it up. And after the 60 days are up, because I think it's the 60 days that they have after you trade for a player, you can then move him again.
60 days is all it is.
Yeah, it's so, around December 15th. That's right.
So after 60 days.
Well, not 60 days from the trade. 60 days
from
into
the start
season.
Of the season. Yeah, right.
Got it.
That they make the phone call to the LA Lakers and say to Magic Johnson, hey, can you deal Kyle Kuzma and Brandon Ingram to us? Because, you know, he doesn't want to play here. We want to blow this up and start over. Give us your young players now. You get Kawhi, you know he wants to be there. He'll re-up with you. Otherwise, this deal makes no sense in terms of Toronto doing this.
I think it makes complete sense for Toronto, and I'll tell you why.
Me too. I agree.
Because they were going nowhere. That team's been together for 5 years. They can't get out of their own way.
They have to blow it up anyway.
That, I mean, to me, and I just, you know, called it up to look at it again. The last 5 years, lost in the first round, lost in the first round, lost in the conference finals.
Who was there?
Lost in the semis, lost in the semis.
Who was in the East? The boogeyman. LeBron James, he's now gone.
Do you think they're good enough to beat the Celtics without Kawhi Leonard?
Even with him, they're not good enough to beat the Celtics.
Okay, but which team's better? If Kawhi plays, which team's better?
In theory, with Kawhi Leonard. He's better play than DeMar DeRozan.
So take a shot. What do you get to lose?
See, I'm with Maz. If I'm Toronto, I'm looking to peddle DeMar DeRozan, or, you know, split up him and Lowry at least. Like, whatever you have there is not working. It's not right. It's not good enough. And there's a real, you know, character thing there. You know, they are just, talk about gutless losers, Murray. I mean, that's the definition of that team. So they've something has to give beyond just the coach. So instead of just dealing DeMar DeRozan and starting over, they're upgrading for a year.
And take a shot.
Worst comes to worst, you trade him for Kuzma and Ingram. You know, like you kickstart the rebuild that way. But at first, you bring him in, you see what happens. No one thought, and Woj mentioned it, no one thought Paul George was staying in OKC. So even if there's just a 10% chance, take it. Take it, because you should be blowing the thing up anyway.
And the guy faked an injury and played 9 games last year and quit on the best coach in the league. He doesn't want to be there. So if what I think is going to be interesting is...
DeMar DeRozan's a choker, Murray.
Yeah, but, you know, still, if they were going to try to move a player, this feels like, to even on the Spurs' behalf, like the thing I think that's dumb on their end, they lose Tony Parker. You need a guard, a better guard, a guy that can actually, you know, really control the game. So why not try to make the trade for Lowry? So they go with DeMar DeRozan, who's probably kind of a bad fit there, especially with another playoff choker like Marcus Aldridge. Like, the whole thing kind of makes no sense to me. But what's going to be interesting is if Leonard ends up playing or going to practice with Team USA in Vegas next week. Because otherwise, right now, if he wants to be there, there's no need for him to go there. There was this report yesterday, Leonard's going to go work out. And really all it is, ostensibly, is to show off, hey, I'm fine, not hurt. Who wants me? If he does that, to me, that still reeks of, look, I'm not showing up to Toronto. I'm not going to play for them. So who wants me? I still want to show off that I'm healthy and I'm ready to play, because I'm not going to play for them and they're going to have to trade me.
Murray, you're not wrong to say it's a gamble. You're not wrong to say that.
Toronto should be napalming the place anyway.
That's how I feel. I look at it and say that team's got no sack. You know how I have felt about them for years now. So to me, they had home court advantage against a Cleveland team that was mediocre at best, and they got swept. And in games 3 and 4, Kyle Lowry averaged 10 points a game. DeRozan. 10 points a game in games 3 and 4. DeRozan, to me, is, you know, good player. And the caller said, by the way, oh, he averaged 30 points. He averaged 22. And, you know, he's young. He's 29. And he makes $10 million less than Lowry. My guess is San Antonio didn't want Lowry because of the contract. Right? Because I think Lowry's a more clutch player than DeRozan is, at the very least. So I look at that and I say, if I'm Toronto, take a shot. Your team's been ballless for 5 years. See if you can put some balls on them, for even if it's for 2 months.
See if we can just add a little ball. That's all we need. So I'm with Toronto on this, because why not?
There's a fun spite factor I do enjoy out of this, and that's from Greg Popovich, because it's clear Leonard really just wanted to go to California.
Oh, you want to go to L.A. and Showtime? How's Canada?
Enjoy Siberia. Bye.
I do like that, too. Yeah, let me pick the opposite corner of the country. How's Canada?
So Lowry, presuming they're all healthy and all engaged and all in, Lowry, Danny Green, Kawhi Leonard, Serge Ibaka, Valanciunas versus your five.
I give an
edge.
What
does that series look like?
Celtics in six.
Yeah, I'm with Murray. 6 games, Celtics win. But again, I also think people...
You went in Toronto because they're ultimately sackless.
Yeah, although if Kawhi Leonard's engaged, it changes.
It sure does.
I mean, the identity of that team changes, and they needed to change the makeup and DNA of that roster in Toronto.
How's Lowry defensively? Nothing.
No, I mean, he's smaller. You know, he's quick. He's strong.
Because Kawhi Leonard wipes out Gordon Hayward or Jason Tatum, or, I mean, you take your pick. He's going to wipe out one of them.
Correct.
So, you know, if you can find someone to wipe out Kyrie, then you're sort of onto something.
And Kawhi Leonard's a better long-distance shooter than DeRozan is. I mean, DeRozan's not a three-point player. Kawhi Leonard will go out there and will take threes, and he'll make threes. So he changes the DNA of that team. Now, again, Murray, I hear you. If he's not engaged, and who's to say he will be? because he quit on San Antonio. Like, talk about the lowest of the low. Quitting on that outfit. That's as bad as it gets.
Quickly, should the Celtics have matched that offer? Could they have matched that offer? What's the commensurate offer? Isn't it is a first round pick they offered like top 20 protected or something
it
like
is.
That?
Yeah. Yes.
So it's like a low first.
And then it conveys to 2 second rounders if right. it doesn't meet that criteria.
So the pick's irrelevant.
A nothing pick. So Kyrie and one of your nothing picks gets it done. Obviously.
Unless San Antonio doesn't want Kyrie Irving.
Do you think you offered Kyrie Irving, Jimmy?
I believe that the Celtics offered Kyrie Irving and a future first-round pick.
Well, but San Antonio gets DeRozan for 2 years.
Yep.
They get him for That's 2 years.
There's 2 years and a player option. Kyrie's got one and a player option.
So there is a difference there, right?
Jimmy, you believe the Celtics offered Kyrie Irving in this deal?
100%.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm glad they didn't make that deal, even if they're going to end up losing Kyrie Irving. I think they're better off with him here, and they have a legitimate shot at the title, if he's going to go.
If Kyrie's going to go after a year, you're better off with Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, for sure.
It's close. I mean, it's close. I mean, we talked about this. All things being equal, take the contract out of it. Who would you rather have on your team, Kawhi Leonard or Kyrie Irving?
Well, so I like the offense, but I'm mixing streams here. If they were going to lose. If they're going to lose Kyrie Irving and they know it, they need to move him.
Okay, even for a one-year rental like Kawhi Leonard?
Sure, unless you can get something better.
So we've been talking about this for a couple weeks. If Kyrie is a legit flight risk and he's gone, and you believe he's gone, give me Kawhi Leonard. And you think they offered that, Jimmy?
100%. I think they offered Kyrie Irving and a future pick to San Antonio for Kawhi Leonard.
I like your new mic.
You sound, Jimmy says 100%.
Well, now he's really the voice of God,
right.
too. It's like
100%.
I believe 100%.
Okay, we believe here on the Felger and Maserati program that the Celtics offered Kyrie Irving in this deal. How do you feel about that? This conversation and Marcus Smart. Right back to you in our long commercial-free segment.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz. Sometimes they're hot on the topic.
Janta.
Magenta?
Janta. Janta.
Junta.
Sometimes you have to wonder if there's a gas leak in the building.
Woohoo! Whoop-de-doo!
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I think they're scared and should be scared to some degree of Kyrie walking in 2019. I know he had a great year, but you know there are people in Cleveland that will tell you that the Knicks should be considered a real threat for Kyrie Irving because Kyrie had talked about it, you know, playing with the Knicks with some players in that Cleveland locker from what I was told. You know, things can change. Obviously, you go to Boston, you become the face of the franchise. You're on a winning team. Maybe the mindset's changed significantly. But, you know, with Rozier, he's not Kyrie, and you want Kyrie to be your starter. But, you know, if Kyrie decides to walk, I wouldn't let Rozier out of my sight until I get Kyrie locked in.
Chris Mannix, Yahoo Sports. Jimmy Stewart believes, which means Felger and Maz mostly believes, I don't know if Maz believes it, Felger believes, the Celtics might have offered Kyrie Irving in this trade for Kawhi Leonard, that they do think he's a flight risk, and that they might have offered him up, just as Toronto offered DeMar DeRozan. And the Spurs would turn him down, all because of the two-year versus one-year thing? I mean, isn't Irving so much better of a player than DeRozan that you would take the one-year versus two?
I mean, maybe, maybe not. It depends on, like I was reading a story earlier that Popovich is going to be checking out soon. He wants to have a decent team for the last couple of years. And so, you know, why give yourself the same headache a year from now? I don't know. But to me, like, that's not an insignificant difference. Like the idea that you could get a guy for an extra year and at least push it down the road, that would be appealing to me if I were running a team. I know that.
Okay, as promised, back to your phones. Mark and Quincy. Go ahead, Mark. Hello, Morgan.
Hi.
Hi.
I think Kyrie Irving is going to be staying on the Celtics because, like, I think he's just meant to be there. And, like, my teacher, like, my professor, like, always talks about Kyrie Irving because he's obsessed with the Celtics. And Miss Lemon is just always like, eat my ass!
Yeah. Wanted to name drop his professor or whatever. I think Kyrie's just playing the game because he wants the drama and he wants the attention and he, you know, he's drama queen like the rest of them and wants his moment in the free agent sun. And he's just sort of playing a game. So that's what like my gut would tell me that he does. He's going to be here, wants to be here. And this is all just window dressing for him to get his moment. But if I'm wrong, then he should have been offered. He should have been offered for Kawhi Leonard. That's an upgrade, you know, player over player for just 1 year. If they're both 1 year rentals for all intents and purposes, then I would have done it. I would have done it if I were the Celtics.
Billy, I mean, ultimately, Kyrie's a better scorer, if you ask me. But Leonard's a better two-way player.
As of right now, Kyrie's more trustworthy, even if he's going to bounce. You don't know where you're getting with Kawhi Leonard and whether or not he's going to, you know, actually be checked in mentally or not. The guy quit on his team and the best coach in the league and played 9 games last year, Irving, medically cleared.
And Irving's got a knee made out of paper mache. Here's Billy in Waltham on Marcus Smart. Go ahead, Billy.
Hi, guys. I don't know who's slipping you the green Kool-Aid, but I mean, this I don't want Smart on this team. He, for what he does, add him to the list of overrated Celtic, all right? All the overrated, overhyped Celtics, just add him to the list. Isaiah Thomas, Kelly Olynyk, all those guys. Yeah, Marcus Smart right in there.
Okay,
he's overrated on, he's bad on offense. Not only is he's putrid, but his defense is overrated. You're going to pay him $13 million because he flops to the floor and dive for the ball twice a game? Get out of here. Like, no, I want him traded yesterday. Bye.
Okay, Billy, excellent call. I don't totally agree with him. I'm a Marcus Smart guy, but I'm just telling you, as you play the contractual game, it felt like we got into restricted free agency, and it turned out he was just another guy that we overrated, that I overrated. The league has spoken on what his market is, and it's Bupkis. And so they negotiate against themselves and give him a contract that they really don't have to give him?
Okay, but again,
that surprises me.
But restricted free agency and free agency aren't the same.
Right, I agree. You could do it at the end of this year. His number's not going up that much.
Right, but if the guy's pissed off, you then run the risk of losing him.
I run the risk. As opposed to giving a deal you don't have to until you have to.
Okay, but again, so you would run that risk over what ultimately be what? Over, I mean, 4 years, how much money are you saving?
I'm not worried about him being pissed off. I'm worried about him leaving. Okay, so I think...
Yeah, but I tie the two together.
Yeah, so I mean, I think he could be pissed off and go balls out. You could still offer him the best deal in free agency and he'd stay. He'd get over it. You know, guys have gotten over worse. I just thought the league had spoken. The league had spoken. There wasn't a market for him, so you didn't have to be at the number you were at. And they stayed right there? Like that, again, that surprises me. I don't know why they're doing it.
Well, that's because the caller was onto something there. A certain someone tricked Danny Ainge and the rest of the Celtics brass with some hoo-hoo Kool-Aid.
Well, so, I mean, Happy Walters does not have a... It looks like Happy Walters is going to get his money.
Happy Walters wins again.
Les on the couch. Go ahead, Les. What do you got?
I was talking about... I'm talking about the road to the playoffs. If we do get to the playoffs, those guys got to play the Lakers, the Warriors, Houston. Every game they've got to play somebody where we don't have to play much to get to the playoffs, and how much stronger the Celtics are going to be when we get there.
The East is still theirs. But this does, you know, who's the 2 seed? Is it Toronto now?
It's either Toronto or Philly, I think.
Yeah, Philly. Who do you like, Toronto versus Philly?
Philly.
I need to know how Kawhi Leonard's playing.
Toronto!
I mean, if Kawhi Leonard's engaged, it's Toronto.
Philly's overrated. Did you see it? Who can shoot?
And the other thing is, this guy saying it's a cakewalk to the finals, great. Does that really make you better?
Philly's shooters all suck on D. So they're putting their little scrappy shooters who they can't defend a fly, or they go the other way and then they can't shoot. Philly's over. I'm down on Philly.
Okay, but take Kawhi Leonard out. What if he shuts it down? Then who?
Okay, well then fine. I mean, now we're talking something different. If Kawhi Leonard's playing and trying,
It's Toronto
over Philly.
I think you might even be able to make a case for your Bucks being the 3 seed over Toronto.
No way. No offense.
No, none taken. Kenny,
I thought you were going to say Washington, maybe.
Kenny on the Cape on Marcus Smart. Go ahead.
Yeah, one of the callers kind of stole my whole shtick, but to sound like Felger, Maz, Marcus Smart is just another player that you have overrated. And Murray, you all of a sudden think the Celtics care about players' feelings when they dumped Isaiah after his sister died? The last caller with the Kool-Aid, you Maz sipping it on Nantucket.
Yeah, I haven't overrated anybody. I know what Marcus Smart is. I'm telling you, guys like him get paid more than you think. And in that league, because everybody in that league gets paid more than you think. It's a joke what the guys in the NBA make. So I'm just telling you that they look at him as a valuable guy to have at the end of games, as do you.
Yeah, no, I like him. Value add.
And so do I. So if the number's going to be in the grand scheme of things, if they could have gotten away with next year paying him 9 or 10 instead of paying him 12 now, is that really worth the flight risk?
Maybe. I mean, I just think you get into trouble when you start overpaying your role players and paying them more than you have to. And if this is a number they had to do, then I would understand it. They had to match. Fine. They're not matching. They're doubling what he would get anywhere else or what he's going to get here.
Right. For the first year.
Yes. I understand that. Yes. And I just thought the whole thing would have reset. That's all. Anthony in Salem. Hi, Anthony.
Hey. Listen, I think you're kind of flip-flopping a little bit here, Felger, because, I mean, this is really comparable to the Malcolm Butler situation. Yeah, I mean, role player versus starting corner, but still.
No. Role player versus starting corner? Yes, exactly. Not the same situation.
But you saw what happened when they held the gun over Malcolm Butler's head. He had a hissy fit. His play dropped, and then he bolted. So now all of a sudden you saw how important Smart was to this team. You saw what how they kind of slumped when he was out for a while there. So you know he's important to the team. If you kind of hold this restricted thing over head to head when you don't have to, then it's like now you know he's going to be engaged, and you're not going to worry about the flight risk at the end of the year.
So, Anthony, that piece is fair. Thanks for the call. Fair point. That not every player in the in that walk year responds positively. And Malcolm Butler's a great example. You know, it got inside his head and it affected his play, and he ended up having a worse free agent year than, you know, you would have expected for someone who was playing for his next contract because he couldn't handle it. And so you're right. You don't know what Marcus Smart would have done. I think he would have played out of spite and would have been angry and, you know, it would have been good.
But wouldn't we have said the exact same thing about Butler?
Yes. And so, like I said, tip of the cap, gold star, fair point by you. Fair point by you. We continue this conversation right after Murray's 90-second update. There's no commercial, so don't go anywhere.
Touchdown! Score!
From the Town Fair Tire Studios, Boston's home for sports is WBZ-FM and HD Boston, 98.5, the Sports Hub, the Beasley Media Group Station.